Why don't you explain this to me like I am an 8-year-old?
Do you need it broken down?
It's so dumb.
Why don't you explain this to me like I'm 5?
Well, lucky for you.
I don't know how else to talk about it.
Shut up, Meg.
It's time for...
Now I let you know!
Meg-splaining.
Meg-splaining.
Text line says Jaylen Brown still raps better than anyone on WEEI. That's probably true. Like, I would wager to say that's true.
I don't think that's
true. Who do you think's better?
I think Arcand and I have both done better mock raps than what I just heard.
I don't want to hear those.
I feel very confident we put out better work, both of us.
Yeah.
Than that.
If we had a rap battle with Jaylen Brown, both of us would win.
Well, No. I would need a lot of time to write it and plan it. I couldn't have a rap battle.
I'm talking like freestyle off the top.
You know? I'm not signing myself up for that.
That would be so embarrassing.
But if I had like a week to, you know, write and lay down some bars, I feel very confident I would outperform what we just heard from Jaylen. Maybe he's got better tracks, but that I would outperform what I heard there, yes.
Okay, so this is our final relationship roundtable. We like to sit down to the relationship roundtable and take requests from people, from listeners, from people who have followed me on Instagram who are looking for advice in their love lives. So let's...
Relationship roundtable.
Yes.
So helpful.
Honestly, I didn't know if we had the imaging. So.
I was going to say, well, shout out Ryan, number one. Number two, yeah, this is not career advice. This is relationship advice, which is what we're doling out here. Yes. Okay.
So our relationship, did I say career advice?
No. I was just...
career advice from us.
That's what I was underscoring. No. This is our specialty. Not
this
career
where,
advice.
This
relationship.
This is the part of our lives that we have mostly organized.
Correct.
Okay. Here's an interesting one. This is from Ev. He wants to know, what is the best course of action after the first sleepover? Brunch, cook breakfast, or just leave? So you've had your first sleepover with someone.
Yep.
How do you handle the morning after?
Myself and Kathleen went to brunch. That is true. We went to brunch.
So you went out to brunch somewhere?
Yeah, correct. I believe, don't hold me to this, I believe we went to the, is Rosebud still in Somerville? We went to Rosebud, I believe.
Oh, yeah, I remember that place.
So,
yeah, still there.
Yeah, brunch. That's good, right? I'm not going to cook, and I'm not going to slink out. I don't think.
Have you ever slunk out?
I've not had many opportunities to slink, but I have slunk.
You have slunk.
I have slunk.
I'm a slinker.
But yeah. But I would say brunch splits the middle there. It's not. If a guy is at your house and he's like, "Hey, I'm making breakfast," I know a lot of girls are like, "Oh, that's sexy. Oh, he's cooking for me." But
that's
really,
like fake rom-com.
Yeah,
crap,
right, exactly.
Yeah.
Well, number one, it's that. It's fake. You're trying too hard. And number two, don't you just want the guy gone eventually? Like, at least, like, you go to brunch. There's, like, a drop-dead date where it's like, okay, when brunch is done, he leaves. I go back home. Like, you don't really want him in there cooking in your kitchen, do you? You don't want that.
The answer to this is very situation-dependent.
Okay.
So if it's a night of fun and maybe it's the first time you met this person or it's something totally unserious, you slink.
Yeah, that's a slink
the
situation.
The polite thing to do in that scenario is slink.
Yeah,
you don't
want to
hang around after.
Right.
They don't want me there.
One night stand,
I
slink.
Assume,
no, that's true.
I assume the night before was not good for her. Like, I assume that I disappointed her very much. Like, I'm embarrassed. Like, I want to get out of there.
Yeah, we're both.
That's how I feel.
All right, we're both.
It's not because, like, I'm so cool. It's like, oh, God, this I'd better
yeah,
get out of
here. I don't really know what I was doing. You're not happy with it.
Right.
I slink at it. No, I get what you're saying. One night stand. Slink might be the right move, but let's say you've been on a couple of dates. Brunch.
Yeah, then
definitely
you have
brunch.
To have a morning activity.
Yeah.
Like, I don't need somebody to make me breakfast. You don't need to make them breakfast. If they want to make waffles or something that they usually do, then that might be cute, but I don't really care. If you go to brunch together, I think usually that's the easiest thing. You both get out, get some fresh air.
Exactly.
Get to sit down, and it's a nice new form of a date that you probably haven't done before.
Go be in public.
Mm-hmm.
You go be in public. You know what I mean? Maybe you don't necessarily need to be seen in public, but like other people around, it like breaks things up a little bit.
Build your alibi.
Would you really want a guy cooking for you the next morning? No. Not
if I'm at his place, I don't care.
No.
If it's my place,
true.
I'm like, hey, weirdo, get out of my cabinet.
This is what I'm saying. But like at your own place or at his place, rather? No, you don't want that.
Yeah.
I'd want to go somewhere. I don't want your crappy eggs. I want to go somewhere. You know what I mean?
Fair.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's so brunch. But if it's way less serious, then you can slink. Nothing wrong with slinking.
Do I have to split the bill at brunch or do I have to pay for the whole thing?
You have to pay for the whole thing.
I think I probably have to
it's
pay for the
first
whole thing.
Sleepover, you have to pay for the whole thing.
Yeah.
That's one of the rare instances in which I'd
bill.
Say you need to make that
literally
grand
paying
gesture.
For what you did the night before.
Yes, you did.
Literally paying
yes,
for it.
Yes, you are.
Yeah. Okay.
Absolutely.
That makes sense. That's fair.
Okay.
It's a good rule to abide by.
I really like this one. Paul asks, I hate the way my wife drives. She's always distracted.
Join the club, Paul. Yeah,
scratches the car.
Female drivers.
And
general,
I get car sick riding with her.
Yeah. Right.
How do I nicely tell her, get better?
Well, she won't. This is a female problem. Mm. She won't get better, and there's nothing you can say. You just have to.
You gotta hold on to that thing, and you just.
It's easy.
That's it, right.
So she's always distracted. She scratches the car, and you get car sick with her.
It's easy. Don't let her drive.
Take away her keys?
No.
Say I'm driving.
Are we in Saudi Arabia?
Right. No. She can drive herself around to places, but if we're both in the car, unless I really have stuff to do, I have something to do on my phone, there's something I need to do, I drive 100% of the time. 100%.
Traditional gender roles there.
I'm like, I can't sit in the car and let Kathleen drive. We're driving over the middle line. She's like looking at her phone. I'm like, Kat, we will all die if you drive us in this thing. Like, no, I'm not allowing it. So like, if I really have something to do, I'll put my life in her hands and I will sit there in the seat and like freak out. But yeah, otherwise 100% of the time I drive. We're both in the same car.
Arcan?
Cindy's not a bad driver, but, you know, I mean, she's a woman, so. I tend to drive most of the time, too. But when she drives.
She's alienated Burlington.
Yeah, right. I'm not, like, holding on, you know, I'm not holding on to my size there when she's driving. She's generally pretty good, so I'm exaggerating a little bit.
But okay, but it also sounds like.
I prefer to drive.
It also sounds like the listener is saying he doesn't like her driving, period, because he wrote she scratches the car.
Well, yeah.
I mean, she gets the cars, which I'm not sure that's her fault. Like, if you park your car somewhere and someone scratches your car, that's not your fault.
Well,
no.
If that's how it
Unless
got scratched.
Decided, right.
Correct. If that's how it got scratched, yeah. Right.
That's usually how cars get scratched.
Yeah, well, someone has to hit those cars, right? I mean, you're either the car that got hit or the car
that's hitting
them.
She's just out there, like, hitting cars and then driving home?
Yeah, if we're talking about Kat, yes. Yeah, if there were scratches on the car and she's like, oh, I guess it got scraped on the side of our street, I'd be like, yeah, right.
Well, just think about what
you're
saying.
What'd you do to the car?
If a car gets scratched, it's a parked car. Someone had to have hit it and scratched it. It's probably a woman, right?
Why is it probably a woman?
Just saying, it probably was.
Yeah, there's more of them on the planet.
More women than men. Yeah,
this is more. Yeah, that's just a stat. What do you mean? Why do you have such a problem with that? Why are you being so defensive?
You can't
about that?
Introduce a woman driving question like this.
Yeah.
And then not expect these types of answers.
There's more women on the planet. It's just statistically more probable a woman's going
to
hit.
Mind your own business. Let her drive like a crazy person.
It's stats.
This is not a battle that you want to wage.
And bring a helmet when you get in the car.
Yeah. Drive when you can, and let her scratch her car up, and keep your car separate.
Yeah, just never let her drive. If you're both in the car together, never let her drive, and if you're not in the car, don't worry about it.
If you share a car, well, then that sucks. Your car's going to have scratches all over
it. Yeah, Kathleen and I shared a car for many years, so that's how it rolled. That's how we did it. Yeah.
Do you want to do one more?
Yes.
Okay, this last one comes from Mark. Should guys wear cologne, or is it actually gross?
Okay, I haven't worn cologne for years. When I was in junior high and high school, I feel like every single guy, I was just dousing myself in cologne.
Cool Water. I was a Cool Water man.
Ooh. What's Cool Water?
I don't know
cool
what that
water
is
the best cologne there is, pretty much. You guys don't know about Cool Water?
No. Who makes it? Is it like Burberry or something?
No, I forget.
You guys don't know Cool Water? Who makes it?
Yeah,
I have no idea. I don't know anything about it. Just Cool Water.
Cool Water by Davidoff. Whatever, I don't know. I know it's Cool Water.
Ken Davidoff from the New York Daily News?
Probably.
I'm not familiar with that, but I couldn't tell you the last time I wore cologne. I have not worn cologne in 20 years.
Now if I smell cologne, I'm like, who's the weirdo with the cologne?
<All right. laughs>
It used to be everyone.
I feel like we've talked about this before. Don't you like a cologne? Don't you like a scent?
No.
Oh, you don't like a scent.
I don't. I actually like the smell of a lot of men's deodorants because they're very like woodsy smelling. So
there was enough of a pause there where she said a lot of men's and my mind just went racing. Men's deodorants.
Yeah, like Old Spice, I think, smells nice.
Yeah, I'm an
I
Old
think
Spice
there's
man.
A lot of men's deodorants that just have it's a strong enough smell that it doesn't. It's fine, but if you're like spraying yourself in cologne, I get I got to be honest.
Yeah.
My first concern is that you're choosing the cologne instead of the deodorant. And I think that was a mistake that boys made
in
early high school.
What are you hiding? What stink
Instead
are you hiding?
Instead of like washing a shirt or something, especially in college too, they just spray it with stuff. And I'd be like, oh, you just smell like sweat and grossness.
Get the whole building smelling like Axe body spray.
But hang on. But you two are younger back there. Braverman, you're how old?
26.
26. Cologne, thumbs up, thumbs down. You wear it?
Depends on the situation.
So that's
but
a yes.
Most of the time, yes.
So that's
I
a yes.
I also don't wear
yes.
perfume.
Joe's
though.
In the club. He's
yeah,
got the
yeah.
cologne.
It depends on the situation. It's a yes. That means you wear it. Thumbs up, thumbs down back there. Jacob, he's thumbs down.
Yeah. No.
What do you mean?
I wonder if it, I'm not surprised that he doesn't wear cologne. I wonder if it's like a generational thing.
It's like how.
No, you don't want to be back here, Mego.
It's like, it's like how intern Thomas told me it was a wild move to wear no socks with slides. and flip-flops.
Oh, like, yeah, oh, right.
He's like, what? That's crazy. I'm like, no, it's crazy you wear socks with. That's a wild thing. That's how you get hung up by your underwear in a locker. That's how that happens. You wear socks willingly in public. But apparently that's a thing. So now you're saying that's another cyclical thing, not wearing cologne.
It wouldn't be a deal breaker for me, but it feels a little weird. Like, why are you wearing the cologne?
Right.
What are you trying to make up for or covering
hiding?
Up?
Yeah.
It's just a little strange.
Okay.
I don't think it's like a deal breaker, but I don't think it's a necessity. What is necessary is showering every day, putting on your cologne
every day,
and wearing clean clothes. That's all you have to do.
Showering every day, definitely not necessary.
Yes, you should shower every day.
I shower every day because I want to. I like being in the shower. Being in the shower is great. I watch TV.
Do recognize.
It's like a nice, peaceful part of my day.
I recognize cool water, by the way. I do recognize this.
Yeah. This brings up a great memory of our show for me when Arcan asked bald men to call in and tell us how they shower.
Oh, yeah. How do you do that? I still am not totally, like, they said, I forget what they even said. A couple bald guys called in and explained how they showered, but now I forgot how they did it. Like, what they did. They have, like, a special shampoo or something?
This didn't work.
I know.
It is shocking. Like, what, how did that not work?
A lot of bald guys called in.
I know.
Speaking of takes,
that was our demo. We should have leaned into the bald guy demo.
That's true. That is very true. Speaking of takes that didn't go so well for Arcan, I want to bring in a call here, Joe, if you don't mind. Teresa in Burlington. Hello, Teresa.
Oh, how are you, John?
Hi.
Hey, Arcan.
Yes.
Why are you dissing my Burlington police officers?
Because they dissed me, Teresa. They were on Twitter, and they were saying that I suck on Twitter.
Get
from
him,
some guy on the force.
Well,
okay, fine. Well, then they do, too. Bunch of mall cops over there. Paul Blart. What do you want from me? I'm not supposed to hit back when they trash me on Twitter? What am I supposed to do, sit here and take it?
Absolutely not. They're our officers. They keep our community safe.
Yeah, they keep all the kids out of the food court.
Yeah, the mall, the police officers.
There's nothing else in Burlington. The only thing in Burlington is that mall anyway. It's the only thing to patrol.
Arcan is alienating people left and right, and he's the only person staying in this time slot.
That's a good point. He's the only one staying here.
I didn't start this, by the way. I didn't pick this fight.
You didn't.
Burlington police picked this fight.
Start it. Although
you're escalating.
I
am
escalating. Because I feel like I saw this earlier. Were you even? How'd you even see this tweet?
Because I was searching my name.
Oh, there you go.
I searched my name on Twitter.
So they said
Art Burlington Police.
Why
Arcan
would you do that to yourself?
Because it was a busy news day. It was people tweeting about us. That's why.
They didn't at you, though. So they didn't really start all that much.
They absolutely did. Absolutely they did.
Well, if you didn't search out your name, you wouldn't have seen it.
No, but it was still on Twitter, and it was my name there.
I'm with the Burlington cops on this
please.
One.
I also side with Burlington PD.
Yeah, you guys would, you bootlickers.
All right.
They said nice stuff about me.
Yeah, there's more. Well, I get why. Yeah, they're indifferent on me. I should withhold my actual stance on the Burlington Police Department. If you're unfamiliar,
but you have no problem with them.
No, not yet. So if you're unfamiliar with what we're talking about, they tweeted that Arcan sucks and they love Mego earlier today, the Burlington Police Department, in a tweet that has since been deleted. Yeah. We'll wrap things up. There's more nice phone calls out there, I think. We'll take more of those. We'll give some final thoughts before we get out of here today. That's next.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.